Blog Talk Radio.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
He been good. Help me out of danger when danger was around me.
If I
couldn't say
one word,
yeah,
I'll
wait.
Wait.
If I couldn't say one. Talking about me. He been good to me. I just can't forget what he did at Calvary.
If I
couldn't say one word,
yeah, I'll just
wait. Couldn't have done what you did when you went to Calvary. You shed your blood. You shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word will forever stand. If I couldn't say one word, yeah,
I'll
wave
my hand.
Oh,
I'll just wave my hand.
You've been good to me, Jesus. Kept me a long time, and you're still keeping me now. I want to thank you because you've been good to me, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. A lot of times, that's all we can do is
just
wait. I remember back in 1995. I like to lose my mama, but ain't God good, y'all? Ain't God good, y'all? They thought my mama was dead, but mama wasn't dead.
My
uncle called me on the phone. He said, "Now, Pastor, your mama doing just fine. See, I ain't nothing but a mama's boy. I love my mama. My mama been good to me. See, I can't talk about none of y'all out there, but my mama been good to me. The doctor said my mama gonna have to stay in a wheelchair for 6 long months. But my mama rose up out of that wheelchair in only 3 months. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? When they woke me up this morning, all I did was wave my hand. When they put food on my table, all I did was wave my hand. When they put a roof over my head, all I got to do is that.
Cincinnati, but there's a few of us on. Good morning, Aunt Martha and Brother Nutty and Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for what He has for the church. And how you doing, Nutty? You all right?
Oh, yeah, trying to stay warm. I'm doing very good.
How you doing, hey, Martha? You doing good? Reverend?
Yes, sir.
Today, us three on, you know, how you doing?
Just wearing my hand.
I can't understand you, brother. What you say?
Yes, sir. I said, I'll just wave my hand. I'll just wave my hand. Yes,
God bless you. I thank God, man. You know, we can say this here and mean it, that when there's two or three touching the green, God said He'll be there in the midst, you know. So we just thank God for the Holy Spirit for what He has a store for us, man, because as we do this thing that we call ministry on God's plan, that He be glorified, that He be lifted up,
yes,
that He draw all men unto Him. I do believe that scripture, man. If I be lifted up on earth, I'll draw all men to me. I believe that. He won't come unless the Spirit of God put it in you. A lot of folks won't do what they do real. But I do know how God moves, you know, the things in life, man. I just hope one day, man, we don't get caught up, you know, in our everyday life, man. And when He comes and faces us with a challenge that we can't miss, and that's transition from this earth, you know. Maybe it might be in heaven, or maybe it might be in hell. But it won't be because we didn't hear the preach word or the talk word. It will be because you made a choice. And making a choice, God is not going to force nothing on you. I love and understand the Holy Ghost. I believe that you cannot even understand or do anything in this ministry without the Holy Ghost. You can be a good speaker. You can be a good speaker. You can convey it. Excuse me if I'm wrong. You can sing. You can clap your hands until the Holy Spirit get there and move in someone's heart and move in your heart. Brothers and sisters, there's a holy level. The Spirit of God comes in. So we want to thank Him for that. We don't thank Him for Him in advance of what He already have done and about to do. Brother Nutty?
No.
Reverend?
Yes, sir.
Brother Nutty, you got something?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I am moving around. I'm gonna go back to mute.
Yeah, you got the whole world. They listening to you. I thank God for justice. I thank him for how he's doing what he's doing. So we're living in the days that people not following sound doctrine like they, like the scripture says it's gonna be. They're gonna be going after itchy ear stuff. Mm-hmm. What pleases their soul and not their spirit. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank him for how he really, really comes in and counsel with us. And he just don't leave us there. He let us sit around his throne, you know, and give praise and give honor. Because we live in a time that sometimes it's crossless. And excuse me, it's the only way I can put it, present it. We can wear the cross, right? Yeah, we can throw the cross up, you know what I'm talking about. But one thing I've heard, he's off the cross, no longer there. But he said he left us a spiritual cross that we got to pick up. And we carry this spiritual cross that you and I have to burden, you know, that them trials and tribulation, it works as patience, you know. And with the patience come, I just love how he does it, man. At first, I didn't understand it real, but now I understand it better than now. It makes me a better Christian. It makes me a better husband. It makes me a better friend. You know, I tell you, the vegetation, you know, you got people, you have to watch it, man, but people be so envy, man. And it's not about either one of us, you know. It's about God. You know what I'm talking about? It's sad how people envy one another and how they try to cover one another and don't know how they got there, you know. And everybody got you listen to some of the things going on, they feel like they got the best saying, man, how it present. But I think, I believe, you read the other day, Reverend, you said there's nothing new under the sun. God the same day, yesterday, and today, and forevermore. And we just, all we do is echo what something already been said.
That's right.
But we hope it get in your heart. We believe if we get in the heart of man, they will look at you and they will marvel of what just happened. They can see and know your every move and marvel and say, wow, boy, he must walk with the Lord, because no man can do what he does or she do what she does except God be with him. But one scripture I want to give today, Reverend, you before we get in here, what you have on your heart?
Oh, man, just thanking God, man, to be able to assemble here with family. It's truly a blessing. And just kind of a blessing, man. And instead of complaining or worrying me, I'm just telling the God thank you this morning. Telling him thank you. I was listening to the radio as I was on my way back home, and you know, I was a little hurt in my heart. Job doing a few things that's kind of bothered me, but I was listening to the radio that says Amazon was laying off about 10,000 people, and another company was laying off people, and I was like, Lord, you know, right around the holidays, and so I just. It just put me in a different mindset. It just starts telling God thank you and for his mercy and for his grace and for his always letting me know that the day is not as dark as you think it is. It's true, his light shines through. I want to thank God this morning for being able to sit down with you guys and feast off the word of God.
And when you say that, Rev, and how you present that, that's really true, because we now watch this, and we as believers can beat ourselves up, you know. And then once we find out and God, we hear God's voice, he lets us see that somebody don't even have a feet, and you crying about the shoes on your feet. You know,
come
I mean, look at stuff, if we take a granted of, man, it's a reality check sometimes that he give us and let us know. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna do something, man, cause I need this for you to get on mine. Father, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit, Lord, that how he's moving through the sound of my voice right now, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father,
Lord.
God, for your wave of the Holy Ghost that we cover us, Lord. Lord, that we want to get on our knees, Lord. And as we're on our knees, Lord, we come in the humblest manner we know how, Lord. Not just, Father God, but asking you to buy, pay, or lift. Lord, to worship you, Lord, to thanking you for just who you are, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to us, Lord. And, Lord, we don't have enough sense to say sometimes, thank you, Lord. But Lord, while we here, Lord, we had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough how beautiful you have been to us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the songwriter said, I can see clearly now. I can truly see clearly now when I get on my knees, down on my knees. Lord, we thank you for the writing of the song. We thank you, Father God, for the scripture that has been presented for us today. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sin we have done, known and unknown sin. Lord, we just ask you to move in our heart, Lord, that we have a receptive spirit this morning to hear the word of God, Lord. Let us apply it in our life today, Lord. Let us be starting with the one who's giving the message and the one who receives the message, Lord. Let your spirit move,
yes, Lord,
without self-gratification, but lifting only you up, Lord. Man, I'll see your light, Lord.
Yes.
And working on our light, Lord. We're coming right now, Lord, so they can see thee, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for everything you have brought in our life, Lord. And we love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Very quickly, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus. Verse 26 and 36. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. Then came Jesus, said with them unto the place called Gethsemane, and said unto this, his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
I mean, you know, I know we're the serious thing. We're ready, you know, we wait for a certain part of the season to read the scripture or to present it. I want to tell you, God got a lot of us sitting and waiting while he's yet preparing a place for us. And trust me, he is preparing that place. But he asked them specifically to do something. He said, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. God wants a lot of us to sit still. We are moving too much around here. We got too much on our mind right there. And God wants us to be still and know that he's God. Be still. Now, Jesus is going to give us an example of something you probably can recite it. This is for somebody who don't know the scripture. If you already know, just bear with me. But what I'm going to ask you to do is hear what Jesus gave to his disciples. He wanted them to sit here while I go and pray yonder. And I'm gonna tell you something. When you've been petitioned to do something, you know, when you've been asked to do something, listen to the voice of God. Listen to it. I'm gonna tell you something. When you'll be humble enough to hear him, when you're humble enough to listen to what he has for you, you can be able to be used in the service. He can use you in the sense. Now, watch how he did it. And he took with him, watch this now, Peter, the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Then said he unto them, my soul exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Help me, Holy Spirit. Tarry ye here. And watch with me. Help me, Holy Spirit. So he had levels with this thing again, as we were speaking on yesterday. There's levels. See, everybody couldn't go with him all the time. But if you keep reading the Bible, you'll find out that these guys that stayed closer to him, he used. He had Peter, James, and John always with him. When he went, especially in the sacred time, he took them with him. And he showed them something, you know, and that's where we are at the church today. The pastor, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, should have somebody that he really trusts, that he can walk with him and pray with him. And look at this, my brothers and sisters, and know that they got his back. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He knew his flesh right now was feeling something. Jesus' flesh was feeling that he was about to go through some real tough time. Hey, one time, if you keep reading early in this, on the mountain of what? You'll find out that when he went to that mountain, he had Peter, James, and John with him on that mountain, in that mountain. He went to another level, and Moses and Elijah came down. And when they came down, look what happened. They saw some miraculous thing going on. They wanted to do something, build an altar. And then first they asked, was it worthy for us to even be here? Then they wanted to build an altar, and God spoke. It wasn't time then, John. It wasn't time for him to what? Be able to be lifted up at that time. And now he's knowing that his time is getting near to death. Help me, Holy Spirit. But this death he was going to take on for you and I, this careless life we be doing. We walk around, we come, we want to, we leave, we want to, we talk how we want to, and he doesn't make you do nothing. He doesn't make you do nothing. But he told these young men here to stay here. And he told them it was so heavy on him, and look, it was so soft on. It was so much weight on him, and then look what he did, brother. He had to tarry there. And I don't know about you, but when I read that story again, it says something to me for what he took to go to that cross. See, he had the spiritual man and the flesh at the same time, Reverend. That's why we can't say that I'm in my flesh. You know what I'm talking about? Because Jesus walked as a man in his flesh on this earth. And in walking on this earth, he was tempted just like us. It was something that you and I probably would have never did or never do what he done for us, when a man laid down his life for a friend. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Look what the book did. Look what the book says here. Then we'll back up again. Then said unto him, my soul exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Then he said, look at that, all the same motion, River, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. He asked him to say the disciple, but all in the same statement, he changed it right in the same motion. I don't know about you. You ever just misspoke sometimes? But he wasn't misspoken. He said it. But then in the spirit of something, when you're doing something for the Lord, God can change your whole vocabulary. He can change it how you present it to him. But he is the one going to be the one to lay down his life for us. So he knew this pain was going to be tough. And he asked God to let this pass by. But then he said, nevertheless, not as I will, but thou will. I love that. Every time I read that, it stay home with me, because even Jesus took something to God. Was so burdened to him. And he said, would you let it pass? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. People hang on a lot of things when you read that scripture. Because I know some of you guys can recite this, you know. But this for us, we just want to get a little refreshing. I want you to know that there will be some places and things that you know to do right. You know to do right. And you find yourself doing the opposite thing. But Jesus did the opposite thing. He knew this was going to be a lot of burden. And instead of him finishing it off and said, and waiting on the Lord, he answered right quicker to his father. He said, but not my will, but thy will. That's what we had now. It ain't, you know, I talked to one man one day, and I said, say, man, if it be God's will, man, you know, this can happen. Man, you what you talking about, if it be God's will? What kind of faith you got? I said, let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something. I ain't gonna be going back and forth with what kind of faith I have, but I want to tell you, God can change something. He can do something without your approval. Oh, yeah, Bill's good. And he does this, and he does it a lot of times for the sake of our salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus felt this, and he wanted to let it pass, but he said, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. And look what he said. And he come unto his disciples and find them awake. Huh? That way it was awake, wasn't it, Ray? There was awake. The book said they was asleep and said unto Peter, right. What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Look at that. He said, I mean, I got you to stand there and watch because he know what's going to happen. He know they was going to come get him. He know Judas was going to set him out. He already knew what was going to happen. So while his head was down, he wanted them to pray for them and watch. Now watch this, Reverend. That tells me, this is going to mess me up here. That tells me there's going to be some times when you praying, don't believe in the mist. You can pray with your eyes open. Don't believe in this old ritual stuff. You can pray with your eyes open. It ain't coming from the Lord. Come from it comes from the heart. See, you can be driving down the street and someone put in from you, or you did, or you moving somebody lane, and you said, "Father, forgive me." That is a prayer. Father, watch out for me. Help me, Lord. You know, these are prayers. These sudden little things you might say. But Jesus said, you couldn't be here 1 hour and pray, and you already went to sleep? That's what he said, right? Then he said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's where they get that scripture from. You know, you say, my flesh is weak. But my spirit is strong. Hey, Reverend, he said, temptations. There is some temptation in this flesh will have you turning away from the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some things in this flesh can, even right now, people attention span so short. You know, they tell you, well, you got to do this and you got to do that. But when it comes down to foolishness, they can do it all day long, Reverend. They can do it all day long. They can't.
Yes, sir.
They want it. Just keep giving that. You know what I'm talking about? Give me more of it. You know what I'm talking about? But when it comes to the Lord, he said, you couldn't even watch for an hour? he said, but then he has so much grace. He said, let me rephrase this a little bit. The temptation that if you've been praying for, God will help you through that with your flesh. But if you lean to the temptation, it'll pull you away. It'll pull you away from him. And I'm going to tell you something. He want us not being what? He don't want us having our mind on God. He don't want us doing what we're doing right now, coming out and fellowshipping. He don't want us being together like we are right now. Now, this is the first time Jesus came to them when he said, let me read this, and he came unto this disciple and found them asleep and said unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again, a second time, and prayed and said, oh, my Father, you know what he said, Reverend, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it. Look what he said, Reverend. Thy will be done. Now, you listening to that and you understanding scripture, you know, you know. Just let me tap in when I'm getting there. Look at here, Reverend. Reverend, that was a talk there. That was somebody going back and forth. That was a spirit in the flesh going back and forth. Because his flesh will want to know. He said it in the spiritual realm, but his flesh realm want that to move. He didn't. That flesh didn't want that to go through what he knows was supposed to happen. That he's gonna get what?
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna get crucified. He knew he's gonna get crucified, and but he needed some strength. That flesh did. That's why we know Jesus was 100% man. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why we know he walked this earth as 100% man. Now watch this, women. Even you and I are saying, that's why your name is woman and we're a man. Trust me, we have the same temptation that he had. It's just a different degree. Oh, help me, Jose. They don't have social media.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have social media back then, but they had sin, though. See, we look at this here, right? We look at this here. We look at, I can see Reverend Harris sin, and you can see my sin, but you don't think nobody sees your sin, you know what I'm saying? But God sees all man's sin. He sees everything we're doing. He's unfolding and dresses it right now. But Jesus was asking God to move something. And then he said, if
yes.
not, thy will be done. But he presented to God to see, was it another way, Reverend? Was it another way we can do this? Was it another way
yeah.
could we do this? I know, I understand. Cause what makes it work for us, we found out they were praying. And there was a communication there. And then they were praying, and there was a communication between him and his father. He knew that he's going to get this answer that most of us probably don't want to know. Have. You know, if you just have it in your mind, I want you to do it anyway, Reverend. Can I say it like that? I just want you to go
mm-hmm.
and trust me anyway. I want you to go before the people and trust me anyway. See, you don't have to worry about nobody telling you you're great. Worry about you going through the storm, and when you go through it, I'm going to be there with you. There's nothing
yeah.
that we're doing on this side that if you're a child of God, if you're a child of God, if you believe that Jesus died and rose, he's not there with you. He might not never, ever lift that off of you. You might take that to the grave. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's some things in our life, he might not never move. I don't care how much you cry to him. He might not. Jesus just showed it. He didn't move it. What he did, he said, Jesus said, well, if it be thy will. And then what he did, it did never change. He still had to go to Calvary. So it's going to be some stuff
mm-hmm.
in your life that it's going to be bothering you and holding you and look at you. Don't look at that circumstance like that. You look at that circumstance, Lord, if it be your will, give me strength, Lord. Give me strength so I can keep on going, Lord. Give me strength because it might be a child. It might be a husband. It might be a wife. It might be a job. Watch this, Reverend. And it might be a spiritual thing that he has you to do to keep you praying. Help me, Holy Spirit. Well, I mean by that, some of us don't want to pray like we need to. Some of us only pray when things come up. You know,
yeah.
Have you ever just prayed to God? Said, when I say pray, and you pray to him in Thanksgiving with pain, Lord, I got pain. Thank you for it.
Yeah.
Lord, Reverend, hear me, did me wrong, Lord. But give me strength to go to him and show him another way by my anger. Then my anger turned to love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. These are the things God will allow that, what, for us to go through to strengthen us and make us better. Jesus got strong in this prayer. So Jesus asked him to remove that cup. And he said, no. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. And I'm going to read this one more time for the sake of me. He said, and he came down and fell down, Reverend. Look what he said, found them sleep again, and their eyes was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And he left them and went away again and prayed the third. This is the third time, y'all. Saying to the same words, then come to his disciples. And the disciples said unto him, sleep, O now, take your rest. He said, behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be through when I do this. He came, he went three times to the Father. And every time he went to the Father, some of us still sleep. I'm going to put that right now. Some of them, he telling us to watch over what he gives us, what he gives us, Lord, over. Watch over, and he comes sometime catching your sleep. You know, sometimes if you ain't got your name called, help Spirit. Sometimes if you ain't the main attraction, you don't want to make a move. But when God has some plan for you, my brothers and sisters, you ought to move if you don't have to say, if you ain't the main attraction. Of you ain't the one who's speaking at that hour. Of you ain't the one. What everybody said. I was glad when Reverend Henry came and spoke. But Reverend Henry don't have to say a mumbling word. Just his appearance that makes someone say, "Man, I was glad you came by, man." You didn't have. You ever went to a wake or somewhere at home going and didn't say
that's
nothing? They said, "Man, I'm glad you came, man." You might
right.
tell them, "Brother, I just wanted to come and show my support to you." Just being there. You know, when he had Peter and James and John, just them being there, but they kept sleeping, Reverend. And he told them, sleep on, Reverend. He told them, just go on, sleep on, you know, because that spirit is what? Their spirit is willing, but their flesh gets weak. That's why we're in this journey. Don't get caught sleeping. Don't get caught slumbering. Don't get caught worrying about the Joneses. Watch this, Reverend. The Smiths and the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught up with that, because you don't know what story they got going on. You can look at somebody's house. You can look at their lawn. You can see them out there. They playing frisbee and they playing basketball. La 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 la. And the door shut. It's like World War II in that house. You don't know what's going on in people's house. Quit coming people's house. You don't know what's going on in people's house. What you do is
That's
what
right.
God gives you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What you do when God gives you, and you just ask God to give you what? Some way that you and your family can make it. But he was talking about it here, Reverend. I like this part. Can I read it one more time? Then come to his disciples, said unto them, he says, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. And the Son of Man is betrayed, and look what it said, in the hands of sinners. And he said, rise, and let us be going. He said, behold, is at the hand of the betrayer. Jesus knew the hour was there. He knew that something was going to happen. And you know what, Reverend? Even though they weren't watching it and going to sleep, but he didn't leave them there, Reverend. He knew something was going to happen. He knew that the betrayal was coming. He knew he was going to be set up. And look at this, man. He knew it wasn't about them. See, in their mind, they probably thought they was going to come and just kill them all. But they wanted one person, that who was the Christ, Jesus the Christ.
Yeah.
And watch this, Reverend. He figured these people was coming with no mercy, Reverend. No mercy. See, that flesh thinking about that mercy. No mercy, right? They coming in. They want the son to kill him because he did what? Raise the dead. What did he do, Reverend? Made what? The sight see again. What did he do, Reverend? He took a lame man sitting by a pool for 38 years. Couldn't get in. He said, I've been trying to get in, and I heard that if you get in after the angel hit the water, if I get in there, I will be here. But I couldn't put myself in there. Every time I tried to put myself in, somebody got in before me, Reverend. And Jesus looked at him and told him, take his what? Get up and take his bed and get up.
Take his bed and walk.
Say, Reverend, and when he done that, this is what he was guilty of. And what really made him mad one time, Reverend, one of the witnesses we read the other day, he told them, he said, if you tear this building down, this temple down, I'll raise it back up in 3 days. And they looked at him. He blaspheming. Now he's blaspheming. It took us 46 years to build this temple, and this man thinks he gonna raise it up in 3 days. Oh, that's gonna go to the palace. So they had all the accusations against him. You know, they had it all ready, but they're gonna say when they get before the old Pilate now, and so they can get him crucified, Reverend. They lied. Lies after lies, Reverend. And then he just lay there and let them do that, Reverend. This is what he was praying for. This is what he was praying for. He was praying for, because it's going to be some time, Reverend, that he probably wanted to say something.
Yeah.
Reverend, he had to pray to be still, Reverend. You know, this old young lady told me something one time, Reverend, and I didn't know what it was because I wasn't deep in the word, right? And I didn't know that she was saying. She kept telling me. She said, son, be still. It was the salvation of the Lord. See, I didn't know until I got an appointment one time, and I couldn't move, Reverend. I couldn't move. And she said, I told you, to be still and watch the salvation. That's what happened to our brother. He was still long enough to know to get strength, Doc. Because when he was praying, one scripture said it was like blood falling off his head, Reverend. And I don't know how a lot of people feel about prayer. You know, I don't know how, I know how people feel about preaching. I know they don't want a lot of that. I know a lot of folks don't want a lot of that. It used to be a time, Reverend, that you remember? It used to be a time we have a lock-in. You remember that day, man, Reverend? We used to have lock-in. No, I'm talking about Reverend. There's a time they had a morning bench, Reverend. Reverend, you remember they wouldn't let you leave off that bench until they made sure that you were had received God. And then we used to have them lock in, and we stayed all night long talking about the Lord, being with the Lord. Now they got it now. Excuse me, race fan. Excuse me for a minute. Now they got it now that you can go to the racetrack, and they have a no curfew clause, Reverend. I know you can't understand that. No curfew clause.
Mm-hmm.
That means some
no
track, some racetrack, yeah, some racetrack, they close at 10, some close at 11, Reverend, some close at 1, some close at 10:30, but some track, they just stay over as long as you want to stay, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? And we come to God, and we limit to God. We come, I know, man, I understand. It's the method. I understand we got it, our mind made up. I know how we do it and everything. It behooves you to keep following out the foolishness. If God is there, why would I want to leave? Why would I want to leave if God is there? Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, well, you can't beat them. You can't do this here. Let me tell you something. I was glad when they said unto me, let me do something, because I don't think I got in the scripture. Is that Psalm 122? I was glad, Reverend, when they said unto me. Now they might just say that to you. I bet when Paul wrote that, he knew some of us won't be no unto me. You know what I'm talking about? Because some of them, he can't be talking to me. You know what I'm talking about? He said I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. See, if you don't watch, they'll try to preach you out by going to church. But the Bible told us the other day, forsake not thyself together and together. That's what he said. He said, because there are some already have, ready. He said, we should edify one another, ready. We should lift one another up as we come together. So we come here, even if we're trying to, all that we're trying to tear you down with is your lifestyle outside of God. We're trying to build you up with the Spirit of God that if you out there, you can come to Jesus as you are. You don't have to go get no three-piece suit. You don't have to get a nice stockings. You don't have to you don't have to get no nice hat. You might catch that later on. You don't have to get no nice dog and some gaiters or some nice heels. You don't have to have all that. What you need is your heart. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
See, because what Jesus did, he knew what we're going to be doing now. Some of us still sleep. He told us, he makes a platform. I want to serve God when I want to serve him. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to worship God when I want to worship him. Help me, Holy Spirit. But Jesus prayed so hard because he knew one day we're going to be stubborn like we are right now. Some of us do what we want to. But I want to tell you, there's going to be a time that you ain't going to have that time. It's going to be a time that when he come down, and watch this, Reverend, when he come down, it won't be like he did the first time. He won't be coming to a manger.
Yeah.
He won't be going to John and John flipping in the stomach of Elizabeth, Mary's cousin. It won't be that kind of moment there. He's going to come back. Like the scripture said, the dead in Christ will rise first. Help me, Holy Spirit. And if we still here remaining, we're going to meet them in a twinkling. But I'm telling you, the ones who don't receive them, the one don't and does not receive him at that time, well, what? The Bible said hell is enlarging itself daily. The hell is living up death up, and people going in there in droves because they still want to what? Still sleep. Hey, Reverend, they still sleep, Reverend. He told these eight people one time to get on the boat. He said, I gave them all kind of warning, Reverend, if you don't mind. I gave them all kind of warning. It was going to rain. They passed by then and saw Noah there drinking the old pluck, you know what I'm talking about, getting drunk, and he building something. And he said, this man is a drunk. He over here talking about it's going to rain. We've been telling him as long as we've just been living, Reverend, some before, he's coming back. Don't you know that some people don't believe that? There's some people fighting against it right now, trying to discredit his coming back. But I'm going to tell you something, what he's been tapping into us here lately, death is getting soon on a lot of us. He's not surprisingly taking us. It is in the beginning when you came out your mother's womb, you had an expiration date. You didn't know it. I don't know it. But he said, live like the day approaches. I mean, live like he might come any time. So what I'm going to tell you is, I'll cut this off and tell you right now, that God Even though Jesus went through what he did, he gave him strength to go through it all the way because he knew he was going to be betrayed, but God gave him strength to keep marching on. If you listen to the sound of my voice right now and you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your ways right now, I'm asking you to receive the Lord. Don't receive me. Receive the message. I know we're going to be weary. I know we're going to be we're going to have some heaviness in our heart. But let me tell you, don't leave the Lord. You might not understand it right now. Let me do something. But you will, Reverend. You will. You'll understand it more and more in the by and by. But if you don't like it over here, get somewhere with someone preaching and teaching the word of God who's not tickling your fancy and having you laughing. And that's all right. That's cool, too. But let me tell you something. It's getting serious now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's getting so serious right now that men are leaning on the earth more than they is God. We used to put our face to the ground and pray. Now we're putting our feet on the ground and running more away from him, Reverend. Why would you leave where God is always at? Why would you leave that kind of atmosphere? Why would you want to just cut it off? I'm talking about, I know we got to physically sometimes leave away because some of us do what we do our everyday life, but why leave that service just there? You could take it on with you. You could take the song with you. You can take the sermon with you. You can take the prayer with you. Mm-hmm. You know what else you can take it with you? You can pass it along to someone else. Come see by a man who knew all about my business. We serving that kind of man. That's Jesus. Jesus the Christ. Oh, help me. I know they got a misunderstanding, but he have risen, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's waiting for you and I one day to say, Lord, come in my heart. Come in my heart right now, Lord. Lord, I don't know what to do and say right now, but I'm asking you to change my life because I want to walk with you. Lord, I'm struggling with some lying. I'm struggling with being a busybody. Lord, I'm struggling with being don't want to forgive. I'm struggling. I got an anger spirit. Lord, you know, you ain't got to the whoremonger yet, right? Because there's a lot of things come before the whoremonger. Lord, you know what I said, they go straight to the fornication. Yeah. They go straight to the ultimate lifestyle. You know, dumb. they go straight to that, but they leave out the lion. You know, that's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
He said Elijah would not tarry in his sight. That's a sin. Is that right, about that?
That's right.
You look at somebody being a homosexual, but you're a bigger lie. He gonna the same hell he got for that homosexual and that lesbian, he got for you. But you can be changed. A lie you can be changed. A lesbian can be changed. I've heard some. I heard people, and I know people been changing that lifestyle. It's a preference if you want to change. But if you get around the fire, and you get around God, and you let him speak to you soon, and very soon, it's going to be a change. Or what he calls you, Reverend, he'll just turn you over to yourself and leave you there.
Because
you won't retain his spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I just thank you for the word today. I thank you for how we started this thing out. We started this thing out, Reverend, and we love that song, Down. I said, falling on my knees. If I just get to my knees, Doc. It's a thing you're going to have to get to your knees and really ask God to move something. And he's going to say, he's going to listen to you, and he's going to listen to you, and he's going to give you the urge like he did our Savior. Nevertheless, not my will, but that will. Reverend, don't you probably still got some stuff he haven't moved? I do. I got some stuff he haven't moved.
Yes,
he keeps me praying, too. You know what I'm talking about? I looked at him, and I said, he's not going to remove it. And you know what, Reverend? Now I start thanking them more for my problems, thanking them more for my trials. I start being, it sounds crazy, this doesn't sound real crazy. And I tell them I love you because I know you got to love me because you know my heart. And that's why I find out in the scripture is real. The Bible is real. You're not going to be exempt because you know some scripture. You're not going to be exempt because you might can recite the Bible. Boy, you got to lean more on to it because what you know and how you know it, apply it and see what he does. See what he does, Reverend. See what he does. Don't you feel that, Reverend? See what he does. Have you ever been betrayed, Reverend? Has someone ever betrayed you, Reverend? That's what happened with him.
He's the same man
would eat with him is going to betray him. You know, sometimes it's somebody you really love will hurt you real bad, will hurt you real, said the wrong thing. You said, now they know me. Why would they say this to get me to say what I see or what I do? It's the spirit. Don't fight that spirit. That's what that spirit want to do. The spirit, you know, it's people right now is looking at you and I. I'm talking about you. Everybody listen to me right now. Listen to you and I and waiting on us to make a mistake. Just waiting on us to make a mistake. Ooh. And say, I told you. They looking for us to make a mistake. They sitting right there and waiting to say, I told you. I told everyone no. I know he wasn't this. You just don't know Eric. You know, they sitting there instead of praying for Eric. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it.
Instead of sitting there saying, man, what can I do, man? Can I help you, man? What can I do? You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. You can't confide to everybody. You can't confide to everybody because everybody ain't on that level to understand you. Some of the little demons you got running in your body, they ain't ready. Reverend, I said I was going to shut up. But there was a time the disciple went out, and y'all let him go out. Jesus let him go out. And they were praying for this man, had all these spirits on him, and that spirit jumped out and whooped them and said, Jesus, I know, Paul, we know. Who was you, Reverend Eric, right? And came out and whooped them. So be careful when you have that thing, you're a prayer warrior. Be careful now. Let's make sure you better make sure God is in the midst of it. Amen. Hey, Reverend, may God bless you. And keep you always is my prayer. I believe in the spirit, man. I believe he's resting.
Praise the Lord.
I thank you. And I thank you. And I
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God today. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. For all his blessings, we thank him. In the name of Jesus, thank him for what he has allowed us to hear and experience. Well, that was a beautiful word to be still and wait. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, if we seek after him, he'll speak to you. If you give him some time, a moment, he'll speak to you. Well, sometimes you have to allow things for us to go to one. Hallelujah. And to get back on track where we need to be. So we thank him. Thank you, Rev, for that word this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you for those songs. It's truly they ministered to my heart. Sincere word, I wave my hand and even falling on my knees. Boy, that touched me. I'm just tell him thank you. God has a way of lifting us if you want to be lifted. He has a way of lifting you up if you want to be lifted. He has a way of making a way, but you got to want the way made. You got to come out of your pity party. Praise the Lord and allow God to bless you. Hallelujah. Show you the brightness to show you a more excellent way. The more excellent way you'll find it in his word. Thank you, Lord. I see we have a risky.
Watch this, Reverend. There is no condemnation for those who are in me. The law of the spirit is life. Right? It has set you free from the law of sin and death. He says, not many Christians know how to live in a radical freedom. He said, which is their birthright. I die to set you free. Live freely in me. He said, be content. That's what he said. Be content and be simply sheep. Listen to my voice and follow. I will lead you into the restful green pasture and guide you along the path of righteousness. That's for our sister. I was reading that, and I was thinking about how you know, how God put some words. I thank you, Amanda. I thank you for the word for the day, and I thank you for the nugget. I thank you how we free, man. We free.
Yes, sir.
We free.
Yeah.
We are free. Bro, we free.
Mm-hmm.
I know, man. I'm speaking to you and I. A lot of folks are saying,
yes, sir.
They can hold on to their lives there. But we free, Reverend. You and I free. You know, I know I can testify for you. We free. We are free. There used to be a song. I'm free. Praise the Lord. No
come
more
on
bound.
No more bound. No more chains holding me.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, go,
it's just a blessing. Oh, you got it. Praise the Lord. I'm free. Oh, man. No more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No more chains holding me. It's just a blessing. I'm resting. Oh, hallelujah. Man. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. It's just a blessing. Thank God for speaking to us this morning. Thank Him for blessing us to have a receptive spirit. Oh, I want to thank Him openly. Thank Him for that. But thank Him privately, too. But right now, I'm blessing openly. I thank Him. Truly, I've been blessed this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Would there be one? We hear from Aunt Martha. Would there be one? Anybody have a prayer request we hear? Oh, hallelujah. Anybody want to tell them thank you for the lesson we hear? Anybody just want to push the one button and wave your hand? You don't have to say something. Push it, just wave your hand. We hear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, praise the Lord. I see one. God bless you. God bless you. Mm-hmm. You open up. You open.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. Another blessed morning. Another great morning. Another blessed morning. My brother, close up, Brother Eric Mike, my brother. Close him up. Cause he ain't going to stay out of here. Close him up. We in the name of Jesus. Brother, you know, you just said something, and I think the world needs to know that. I need you to say it again. Say it again. I want to bless him openly. I want to tell
mm-hmm.
God openly,
yeah,
the world to know that I'm on the Lord's side. It's good to be able to go in your closet and talk to the Lord, but you should be mindful sometime to tell the world that I'm on the Lord's side. Ooh, you
yeah.
said something when you said that. I was trying
praise
not to
Lord.
Hit the one, but this morning until you said that, I said you're right on board with that. Yeah. I want the world
thank
to know.
Jesus.
You know, I've said it many times how my friend told me, he said, boy, don't cry for me. He said, I got my business fixed. And I tell you all every time I say it, it's such a great thing to know that you can honestly tell the world that I got my business fixed with the Lord. I heard Reverend here. He said, I can speak for Reverend Heron. He said, I know we all right. Do you know
mm-hmm.
how good that is? Do you know what a great message that is to be able to say that I
yeah.
know that I can speak for my brother? I know that one day we're going to meet him in the blue sky somewhere up there. We're going to meet him.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to meet him up there. It's great to know. And brother, he's not going to hold you long. I'm going to get out the way this morning. But I say again, I truly enjoyed the word. And it won't be water, but if I next time, get your soul
mm-hmm.
right while you have an opportunity to. The doors of the church is open. Come on in. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Come on, my brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank Him today. Yes, sir.
Thank you today,
while He's there.
Yes.
Hey, mm-hmm. Reverend, hang
Reverend, I told you, close that mic.
Hang him up, Reverend. Hang him up. Hang him up, man. Hang him up, man. You got to be shop.
And you know what, my brother? And they got the nerve to think you don't have fun or anything. You're just a nerd. A nerd. But when you in love with the Lord, it's so much fun being in love with the Lord. You just don't know how much fun it is until you make it in.
Come on in.
My brother says, I hear my brother say all the time that we're not going to beg. I like to beg them. I want to beg the people to come in. Once you have tasted the gift of the Lord yourself, you want your brothers to know it. You want your sisters to feel it. This is why Reverend Eric can speak for Reverend Henry, because you want your brothers to feel what you feel. The doors of the church is open. Come on in. In the name of Jesus. Reverend Eric, come on in.
I was truly glad. When they said, let's go to the house of the Lord.
Let's go to the house of the Lord. Yeah. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Not to the house, but to the house of the Lord. See, it's many houses. We're going to that house. Let's go to the house of the Lord.
It's a difference.
In the name of Jesus.
Nothing like it.
The name of Jesus. That's why I can truly say I want the world to know that I am the Lord. Now, you know, Birdie and the Victor Travers said I signed a contract with Jesus, and it's going to last for the rest of my life. It's going to last. Yes, sir. For the rest of my life.
I was hearing him, man, but he kind of did me. Man, hang him up, man. Why still in the room?
For real, I was teaching and preaching.
There's a scripture says y'all don't want to get off. There's a scripture. It's always really embedded in my heart, and it's in the book of Ephesians, right? And the scripture, and it's evidence. It is true because I know some of y'all can recite it. And it said, because y'all don't want to recite it, I'm going to read it. Watch what it said. I'm going to read it now. Y'all don't want to read it. Tell me to stop now. I'll stop. Look what, Brother D. Line, I will stop. I'll stop. Look what it said.
Come on now.
By grace.
Yes, sir.
By grace.
Yes, sir.
Nothing else. Nothing else. By grace. Nothing else. By grace are you saved. Now watch this here. Through faith, I'm going to do it really slow. For by grace are you saved. Now watch this here. Through faith. Nah. You say not because you're a good guy. Look what he said. He said by grace. And are you saved through faith. And he said, and that's not of yourself. And that's not of himself. It is the gift of God. It's the gift of God. I know we're gonna get out of here, y'all. I know this might be. You got to be in a little church while I'm doing this here. He said, "Not of lest any man should boast. For we are workmanship." Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So if you don't do nothing else, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to let you know, you can't fix yourself. You cannot fix yourself. I wouldn't leave this ministry today if I didn't have it right. I wouldn't leave this ministry at all if I didn't have my soul anchored in Lord right now. I wouldn't let this phone, Reverend Henry. I'll tell you today, this day, I want to change my life. This day, I want to serve the Lord. This day, I want to love the Lord. This day.
I know we're busy.
I know we got a lot of things going. God's going to make it. One day, God's going to put something in your life, and you can't do nothing but serve him all day.
All the days of your life.
I told you we had lock-ins. We had lock-in.
Amen.
We used to have lock-in.
That's it.
They used
That's
to have on the benches.
That's it.
The more crews would sit up there. The diggers get on their knees and pray. They used to do all
That's
that.
It.
You know, they used to do all that.
And remember, they had foot washing back then.
Good,
you wash
oh, yeah,
foot,
they sure
wash
did.
Your feet sink.
Yes, sir.
That's old
yes,
school. You know, that's old.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
don't exist no more.
Yes,
you know, we're the new millennium
yes,
now. That's old school teaching there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they don't do
yes,
that
sir.
Now. Yes, sir. They wash,
yes,
wash your saints' feet.
Yes,
you went to church on New
Remember,
Year's night, and you didn't come out to New Year's Day.
Sure
Pray
man.
The old year
sure.
out of the new year in. They just don't do it now.
That's it.
Don't do
they
it
don't
now.
Do like
yeah.
they used to. And I'm going to tell you, man, I'm going to tell you right now, he's coming back for that kind of church. I believe he's coming for somebody that's want to sacrifice their whole time and being with him. One day, you're going to sit aside and say, Lord, I'm going to sacrifice myself. I'm gonna put away everything. I mean, we try to do it Monday through Friday, right? But sometime or another, some days get a little farther from the next, right? But let me tell you something. Just keep trusting him. Keep trusting
him. The Lord.
And see what right. and see what he do for
trust
you. Just keep
Lord.
Trusting him and see what he
yeah.
do. I know Reverend Henry Long Winded. I try to tell him to be quiet sometimes. But he could be he good.
He good though.
He good. Don't get mad at us. Don't get mad at us if we urging you, we compelling
thank you.
You.
Thank
you know what I'm talking about. Pray for us that we
just,
that we
you
all
can't help
yeah.
us. Yes.
Right.
You can't help yourself,
yeah.
Rev. Just can't help yourself.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Oh,
you can't help yourself.
You
know, the more you glory and worship God, the more you understand Jeremiah when he said it was like fire. You know, it don't make sense to you when you don't know the Lord. But when you get to know God for yourself, you fully understand that verse. Shut up in my bones. Songwriter said, just won't leave me alone. Now you understand that now. God is so merciful to man. So merciful to man. I was listening this morning to a sermon, and it's been on my mind all morning as he was teaching on God. And he was teaching how when Jesus was whipped, for what he done, they didn't punish Jesus for what nothing that he done. So the Bible says we find no fault in him. He said, bring me some water because I find no fault. So if you find no fault in him, that means he had to be whipped for something for someone else. So I think about all of my sin that he carried to the cross. All my lies I told, he took them to the cross. He got whipped just for me. His flesh was tore off his body just for me. They put a crown of thorns on his head just for me.
What's that?
All that blood and water that gushed out, he shed his blood just for me. Because we've been taught that he had no sin, remember? Remember, he had no sin. But whose sin debt was he paying? He had to be paying Brother D's sin debt. He paid Brother D's sin debt. And then I got the audacity to not tell God, say, I want to tell him thank you every day of my life. I just want to praise the Lord until the power of the Lord come down. Because I know he's truly been good. Not only has he been, you know, I got a friend of mine. I don't know if you see it on. I just clicked him in. I love to hear his testimony. And him and I was just talking yesterday. And I told him, I said, man, you know, people will tell you, boy, you don't look your age. You don't look nowhere near. It's nothing me. It's the great blessing from God Almighty. It's nothing. What can I do to deserve it? But God, him so good to me. He just so good to me. And then he just keep on blessing us. He just won't stop blessing us. I know he won't because he said, I'll open up the floodgates of heaven. And I'll pour you out blessings that you will have room to receive. So I know he won't stop blessing you. All you got to do is just give God a portion of your time. He said just a reasonable portion. Man don't want to do that. So since you won't praise him, Rev. Harry says you won't praise him. Rev. Harry says you won't praise him. Big Drag says you. I'm going to praise him for you. I'm going to praise God for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you. Yes, Lord. Tell God thank you while the blood is running warm in your veins.
Brother D, we gotta get off. He hasn't said nothing yet, but I know a couple of times that when you do throw him in, he don't never know where you're at, but he knows most of your time is doing what you're doing now, right?
Yeah.
Listen to God.
Lord.
He knows that.
Yes.
I hear him come. He called you by your nickname, and I was asking him, did y'all get that tree out that carpet? But we don't just try to stay neutral, you know.
Yeah.
I saw him poking you one day.
That joker ain't gonna do right. He just ain't gonna do right. I'm telling you. Good God. Hey, big bro, you there?
I was on mute. I didn't want to. Good morning, everybody.
I want you to give him your testimony. Can you please tell him your testimony for me? I just love it.
What you mad about? Tell him what you mad with God about. I'm mad at myself and at everything. Reason why it took me so long to get there. The only bad thing I can say about it is why it took me so long to get there. I'm out here running these streets and doing this nonsense and just wasting God's time, boy. I ain't had a clue till I went to Christ how renewed I would be. So I'm just upset about what took me so long.
It took him so long to get here. I'm mad about that, Lord.
Yes, sir. Man, God is so awesome, man. I was just telling the cat yesterday. I was saying, man, I just left beyond understanding. You know what I'm saying? And my wife is as well. Yesterday was our anniversary, and a lot of people want to go to different places in Vegas. We have a house that we're trying to purchase. And I looked at it like I told my wife that, baby, all this money we could spend going out just to sightsee, that could be new furniture in the house. No, that could be pictures on the wall. And she said, you know what? You right. So we just went out to dinner to the place where we went the first time when we got married a year ago. Man, God is awesome, and he's good. I wake up with a positive attitude every day, even when things ain't the best. I feel optimistic about you. God bless.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
That's beautiful, man. That's when you got love. That's when you got love with your wife and you and her can compromise, you know, and know what's the greater love, all of that, you know. I tell a man anytime in a marriage,
go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk while you talk. I was just saying, even my wife, man, and got so back in tune with Christ, you know, with serving the Lord. She was there before I was, you know, early on when we was dated years ago. And, man, I'm telling you, she just can't get enough, you know. And that leads for a happy life, you know. Happy home and everything. Both of you serving Christ, you know, and we do it together. You know, we go to church together, we pray together every night. I got an ex girlfriend that really is a good friend of mine now, and she got married too a few years back, and she was, you know, she kind of was confiding to me about things that was going on, and I said, well, Angie, do y'all pray? She said, yeah, we pray. I said, no, I'm not just asking you. Do you pray, Angie? I said, do y'all pray together? She said, no, we don't do that. I said, well, that's another thing you got to do that I ain't told you. I said, well, when you pray, you got to pray together out loud. And when you pray together out loud, you hear what's on his mind, what he's going through, and vice versa. And they started doing it. And when I tell you their life is so much better now and she's getting along and her husband, you know, is getting along, I said, those are things that the Lord brought to me, you know, because if my wife got a problem, I want to know about it. You know, if she just praying about some stuff and asking for God to do it, God is the one that's going to do it, but I want to do my part as well. And that has just helped. It just helped my relationship, you know, all through the times that the things wasn't going as smooth as they are, you know. And it done the same for my friend. So she thanks me about that all the time. Whenever I talk to her from time to time, she tell me, "You're going strong, Rick." I say, "That's good, baby. That's good."
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Beautiful testimony. Yeah.
I got nothing but great things to say about God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So it's always a pleasure to come on here when you guys are on here. You know, a lot of times I'm doing things or slip my mind or something. I ain't gonna tell you I wanted to go and I didn't, you know, I forgot. I just it slips my mind sometimes. But it ain't never no time I don't have time for the Lord, you know.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Rev, I have a song, if y'all don't mind. I know y'all was finishing up talking about the Lord. It just came to me just for a moment, if y'all don't mind. Just for a moment. God bless you.
God bless you.
Sing it, Christmas. Sing it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for coming and warming these cold hearts of ours.
Thank you, Father God, for stirring up in us the love that we have for you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for just being who you are, Lord. Thank you for just being who you are, Lord. You're a way maker and promise keeper. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're no short of your word. Hallelujah, Father God, you're there. Hallelujah, your word. That you so loved the world that you gave the only begotten Son. Hallelujah. And bless us to continue to receive your Son in our hearts, Father. Hallelujah, that we'll accept what he did on a Friday. Makes us shout on a Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's truly worthy to be praised.
I just want to praise him. Because I ain't always seeing how he's blessing me to be right now.
Yes.
Oh, I can't take no credit, Brother D.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
always be.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Tell God, thank you. Tell him thank you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
So
good. Oh, God.
So good.
You know,
In the name of Jesus.
I'm going to give this testimony. You know, I was hurt in my heart. You know, my job, it seemed like they just keep passing me over, Brother D, and I keep on doing the work, and I'm going to keep having to train people and they getting blessed. I'm good enough to train and show people what to do, but it's like I'm not good enough for the promotion that they get. But I was on my way back home this morning and God said, I promoted you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That lesson spoke to me this morning. You know, just, I could be still in wait.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let God
thank
have
you,
it,
Lord.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Oh God, yes.
So
worthy.
So worthy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Very good.
Thank you.
He's good all the time. He's not just good, he's just good all the time.
Oh, God.
All the time. Yes. When you look back, Rev, and you see all the blessings that he has bestowed up on you, it just makes your soul cry.
Yeah.
It really does. It just makes your soul cry. You can't thank him enough. Look at where he brought you from. Where he brought you from.
Thank you.
Look at how he's keeping you right now.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
These words are too deep.
You know, I can't take no credit because, you know, I fall, bump my head.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes,
but all that, but it gave me a heart to quickly, you know, find out step where I shouldn't step.
I know where to go, you know. When I go wrong, I know where to go to.
Very quickly.
Quickly. Quickly.
Oh, God.
Right
to
the
rock.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Mighty good.
Ooh.
So good.
Ooh. Yeah, we used to sing. Yes, sir.
And that same situation happened in my life once, where she was good enough to train everybody that came through the door, but she wasn't good enough to get the promotion. They put the job on the board, and she bid on the job. And she said they instantly took the job down and put bilingual on it. And she went to her manager, and she told him, she said, I done did this job for over 2-3 years, and I've never spoke Spanish since I've been here. Why has it got to be bilingual now? The manager brought her friend's daughter in and told Donna to train her, and Donna refused to. She told Donna, she said, if you don't train her, you know, that week, that first week of May that you like to take when you and your husband go down in Kentucky, you know, that week may not be available this week. There's a few more dates that you have on paper that, you know, you're scheduled to be off. Those days may not be available to you. So Donna left. And the Lord gave her a vision to go into dispatching. And I told her, I said, when you go on the job, I said, go in there and just name off these names. I gave her some names to name off. I said, when you start naming these places, they're going to know what you're talking about just from the names that you're calling.
Yeah.
The first dispatching job she got, the very first dispatching job she got, gave her over $10,000 more per year than what she was making at the bank. So if you, anyone that thank God won't do it, I'm here to tell you this, that there's, the Bible says precept after precept, line by line, precept by precept. There's just one blessing after another that someone can tell you what God has made a way.
Yeah.
What God has made a way.
Thank
what
you,
God Lord. Has showed up and showed out. I heard Real say this morning, do thou want to be made whole. He said, Lord, I've been laying here 38 long years I've laid here. He said, I try every time there's trouble in water. I try to get in, but someone jumped in front of me. I asked you that. Do you want to be made whole? See, that's all you got to do, Rev, is just want to be made whole. He's standing by. He said, I stand to do and I knock, didn't he? So he's standing by. You just want to, all you got to do is just give yourself to the Lord. And let him know that you want to be made. He'll make you whole. He'll make you whole. God is in the blessing business. I promise he is. He's in the blessing business. And he's never missed. That's what I like about my God, Rip. He's never missed. You never had one blessing that was supposed to be coming your way that you didn't get. You may not get it when you thought you were going to get it, but you never missed. He's never missed yet. Real thing. I bless you. I promoted you. Yes, he will. Let me just tell you, he will. He will.
Thank you. Lord.
He will.
Thank you, Lord.
I know he will. He's just that kind of God. And he's just that good. Yes, he is. He is just that good. My God, my God. My God. Pure God, thank you. Such small words that mean so much, Rev. Don't say very much, just tell God thank you. Three words that mean so much. Worthy. He's worthy. Yes,
Amen. Amen. Brian said he was free for a song. He's still free, and he has to get back into work.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
make you never want to leave, Honorable Rev. No, we got to close, but he'd make you not want to leave. Yes,
you're right about that.
Yes, he'd make you not want to leave.
You know,
sometimes I get scared sometimes that I may wake up and be out of the presence of the Lord. I don't ever want to be out of his presence. I don't never want to be out of his presence.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll say this. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. This we ask in Jesus' name. Let every heart say, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And you truly need the Lord to watch while you're absent. Yes, Lordy. It's been a beautiful morning. It's been a beautiful morning. Yes, it has. And when you start off like this, Rev, you can go through the rest of the day no matter what comes your way. You can deal with it. You can handle it. I don't care what comes on you. Once you start, it's just something about starting your day off with the Lord that just seems to make everything all right. No matter what trials and tribulations come, it just makes it all right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
That's right, man. That's right. Real.
Praise the Lord.
I guess
there's
no one else. Yeah, I guess we'll convene tomorrow. Lord's will. Amen.
We'll continue to pray. And let God have his
way. Have his way. Yes. Continue to pray. Well, it says pray without ceasing. Pray in season and out of season. Daniel said, man, I ought to pray three times a day. But I look at the way we break time in segments that we break it down in. Man should whisper a prayer at least once every 8 hours. You should tell God something. You should say something to him. He said, he didn't tell you to pray three times. He said, but you should at least pray at least three times a day. You should be talking to him. In the name of Jesus, you should say, just wave your hand at him or something every 8 hours. Because he is worthy. He worthy. He's so worthy. Can't give him enough. Can't thank him enough.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We leave you guys with a song, and Lord say the same. We'll meet again tomorrow morning. God bless you. God keep you. God prayer. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Yes. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise. Just to know the thing that Lord is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him. To take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the same the Lord. Now it didn't come easy, but I'm so glad that I learned to trust him.
precious Jesus, Savior, a friend, and Matthew 11. I must preach. Matthew 11, 2 and 3. If you have it, please let me. You know, I'll get caught up. Cause I'm nothing but a praise leader anyway. Oh! Somebody say yeah. Matthew 11. Trust him. How I prove him. Oh, and oh. Come here, Donnie. Help me, Donnie. Quick. How I prove.
He's the mighty God. Told you I ain't ready for TV. Because you may trust him. But look at somebody and tell them I need a little more grace. It's real.